Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Jesus Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Have you heard the phrase, "You're perfect just the way you are"? No one wants to be told they are not. No one wants to be told they are wrong. No one wants to be told they are bad. But if you take an honest look at yourself, does it match the phrase, "You're perfect just the way you are"? Of course not. You have done things that are wrong. You have felt the pangs of guilt. The Bible doesn't just say that these are kind of bad. The Bible calls them wicked sins. Sin separates you from God. Like a kidnapper, sin rips you away from having the close relationship to God that He created you to have. It holds you hostage. Its only goal is to drag you down to death and hell. A ransom had to be paid, but no amount of money would do. Blood had to be shed to free you from that certain eternal death. Jesus Christ made that ransom payment. He became true man. But unlike the rest of mankind, he was able to reject all the temptations of sin. He lived perfectly in your place, and then he took your place on the cross as he died for all your sins. He redeemed you. That is, he bought you back from the captivity of sin. By his work, he has removed that guilt and sin and purified you. Out of love, Jesus not only set you free, but he gave you an identity. He made you into a people of his very own. This makes you pure before God. This change also affects what God's people want to do. Set free from the captivity of sin, God's people desire to do what is good out of thankfulness for what God has done for them. This is not a burden, but a joyous desire. Be eager to do good, because Christ has bought you back from death to life. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving your life for mine and freeing me from the captivity of sin. Work in me the desire to do what is good out of thankfulness to you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.